Aiya, you go to school all day looking like 妓女. Go change. I'd barely taken 5 steps into the kitchen before my mom called me a prostitute. I opened my mouth to tell her the correct term nowadays was sex worker, but she wasn't finished scolding me. Totally inappropriate. She frowned, the pull of her mouth creating tiny wrinkles around her eyes that made her look closer to her real age. What people think of you? I glanced down at my simple black scoop neck t-shirt and jeans, trying to figure out why she kept looking at me as though my clothes were see-through. What are you even talking about? I look fine. She swiped a bony finger across my chest. Look, so much skin showing. I can see your bra. I swatted her hands away, pulling up the neckline of my shirt to cover myself. You're supposed to, Mom. That's why the straps cross in front. It's the style. Looks terrible, like you tangled in string. Looks cheap. No cheap clothes like this in Taiwan. Probably fall apart in the washing machine. I didn't bother replying that cheap American clothes were probably manufactured in Taiwan to begin with. Instead, I glanced at the clock, wondering anxiously how much longer she was planning to stick around. Reese was due to show up in 10 minutes, and I wasn't exactly looking forward to seeing my mom's reaction when she discovered the AP biology partner I'd been studying with for the last month was a boy. I thought you'd still be at work, I said, casually pulling books and papers out of my backpack and setting them on the table like I was a diligent student, ready to study by myself. I come home to check on you before I go shopping. Today's senior discount day at the fish market. The only Asian grocer in the area, a full 45-minute drive from our house, offered a marginal discount for people aged 60 and older on Friday afternoons. My mom made the drive practically every week, despite the fact that she was nowhere near 60, always hoping she would get rung up by the one cashier who never checked IDs. 9 minutes. Well, everything is great here, I replied with false cheeriness. You eat yet? There's xi fan on the stove. I eyed the dull, dented gray pot, a fixture in our household from before I was born. My older sister Wendy and I saved up and pooled our money together when we were little to buy our mom a new one for Mother's Day 1 year, but she continued to use the old one. Da shou, da jiao, she'd explained. Big hand, big foot. Sometimes it was easier just to pretend we understood the Chinese proverbs she loved to spout, instead of having to sit through a long-winded lecture. In Taiwan, everyone talks like this, she always claimed. I patted my belly. I'm saving my appetite for fish tonight. The thought of feeding me a full meal might motivate her to get going. Nothing could spring an Asian mom into action faster than declaring her possible hunger. 8 minutes. She frowned again, like she was forgetting to scold me about something before she left. You practice yet today? I will after I do my homework, which I can't start if you keep standing here talking to me. I was practically herding her toward the door, my hands anxiously jammed in my pockets so I didn't reach out and just shove her out of the room. 7 minutes. You know, she started. Wendy. Yeah, Wendy was never like this. Wendy never needed to be reminded to practice. For a moment, I forgot all about being cheerful and the bitterness of always falling short of my parents' expectations that I'd be exactly like my sister cut through my voice. Wendy was valedictorian. Wendy had 10 Fulbright offers for violin. Wendy is studying pre-med to become a doctor like Daddy. Anyone who thought youngest kids were the spoiled ones of the family had never met Asian families, where the first child was revered and celebrated, and everyone who came after was watched like a hawk to make sure they lived up to the firstborn's example. 6 minutes. My mom sighed. I don't know why you always like this. Daddy say, if you put this effort into practicing instead of arguing. Don't call him Daddy, it's weird. You call him Daddy. I do it when talking to you. I don't call him Daddy. I'm not 8. See, this is what he say. I bit my tongue. 5 minutes.